songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
Those were the days.
The family's bundled up.
I've never been so cold in my life. Ma, what's taking Daddy so long? I'm freezing.
Archie, did you fix the furnace yet?
Long ago, Edith, but I'm staying down here because I love the cellar.
I see.
Dinbat.
Gloria, pass the toast.
Here. Have some more coffee. It'll take the chill off your bones.
Thanks, Ma. Why does a furnace only break down on Sundays?
Your father made up a joke about that. He said, we got a religious oil burner. It never works on Sunday.
Gloria and Michael peer up at her, unimpressed.
When your father told me, I thought I'd never stop laughing.
She joins them at the table.
Well, I think I got the damn thing fixed. We should have some heat up here in a few minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but a funny thing hit me when I was down there. We got a religious air burner. It don't work Sundays.
Gloria forces a weak smile. Edith bows her head.
I just told him that joke, Archie.
Oh, thank you.
I'll get it.
Michael takes a pancake.
Wait a minute. Hold your horses there, meathead. Don't be grabbing seconds till other people get firsts.
Who was that, Gloria?
Someone delivering these leaflets.
Oh, what does it say?
Sid, would you like to sell your house? The Chester Bird Real Estate Agency is prepared to offer you a substantial profit on your original purchase price if you'll act now. If interested, call Mr. Bird at 877.
Yeah, let me see that there leaflet. Chester Bird, substantial profit. They got them words underlined here.
Hey, who'd want to pay a lot of money for this house?
Are you kidding? They don't build homes like this nowadays. This house is constructed way better than most of the new ones you see around today.
So are the pyramids, but who'd want to live there?
Archie scowls at him.
You would if they let you in for nothing.
Daddy, you still haven't answered Michael's question, who would want to buy this house?
Lots of people, little girl.
Oh, I don't know, Archie.
Oh, all right, Edith, I ain't saying everybody. After all, one man's goose is another man's dander. All I'm saying is... And somewhere, there's a man for who this house is perfect.
But what if he lives in Japan?
Then he loses out, Edith.
But, Daddy, why would you want to sell? I mean, your mortgage is almost paid up.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Certainly it makes sense. I bought this house 20 years ago for $14,000. Well, with the way prices are going up, maybe I could turn it over today for $21,000, maybe $22,000.
Yeah, but Archie, wherever you move in New York's going to cost you that much.
So who says we got to live in New York? Maybe you can live someplace cheaper, cost less.
Like where?
Oh, I use your imagination, will you? There's plenty of places. Out west, for example. You got a little elbow room out there. A man can move along the mountaintops without people pushing and shoving. Well, you don't sell them here, no discouraging way.
He goes to get a cigar.
He means California.
That's right, California. Hey, Edith, just for the fun of it, run upstairs and get that box, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What box is that?
They're travel folders. Every winter when Daddy gets cold, they sit around and dream about moving out west, but they never get out of the box.
Out of the box. Well, listen, someday I might just surprise you, little girl. Just a bird, really. This looks like a legitimate reality company here. Just a bird. You know? I think I'm just going to call this guy up, see what's going on.
Oh, Daddy, you're wasting your time.
Boy, talk about acting out your fantasies.
Aw, button up, you two. What's the harm in calling the guy, huh? Just to see what he says? Here we are.
Here's the box, Archie.
All right, Edith, I'm on the line here. Hello, Chester Bird. Oh, this is Mr. Bird. This is Archie Bunker, 704 Houser Street, my residence from which I'm calling you here. And I just found a leaflet at my door, and the words substantial profit caught my eye. I was wondering what that would come to in dollars and cents. Not on the phone. Well, you could come over. Oh, sure. Sure, you can come on over. Why not? Yeah, fine. Okay, bye. Ah, never make a move, huh? Well, Mr. Chester Braid, whose office is just up here on the boulevard, will be around in 3 minutes. Edith, what are you sticking in my spine?
He wanted the box.
Can't you just leave it over there?
Sure.
Archie, you'd really leave New York?
I might. After all, why not, huh? What's the big attraction here? The weather out there, which is always lousy.
He sits in his chair.
Here, bring some of them pampers there.
Come to the land of milk and honey.
Yeah, California.
No, Archie, that's Israel. Oh, here it is. California, the land of sunshine.
Yeah, sunshine and clean air.
Archie's cousin Rudy lives out there. Bertha's boy in El Monte. El Monte. Oh, don't that sound pretty? Just imagine. He says in the morning you can reach your hand out the bedroom window and pick an orange off the tree.
You done that in New York, you get your hand mugged.
Come on, Archie. California's just as bad as New York.
Oh, listen to our world traveler over here. Never been west of the Chicago stockyards, but now he's a regular Marco Polish.
Funny, Arch, that's funny.
I suppose it wouldn't be nice to live in a neighborhood where you go for a walk on the street without fearing to take your life in your hands.
Oh, come on, Arch, what are you talking about? You can't run away, there's no hiding place.
Oh, yes, there is. Safe City.
Safe City?
That's right, Safe City, California, right here. Where the minorities don't outnumber the majorities. What they got here? A TV monitors in all the lobbies. They got special locks all over. They got armed guards around the clock and a 12-foot wall around the whole place. It's beautiful.
He's gonna move to San Quentin.
Right on the ocean, just off the Sentinella exit of the Santa Monica Freeway. Oh, my, don't that sound romantic? The Sentinella exit of the Santa Monica Freeway.
Sounds a whole lot better than Flushing. Or the Gowanus Canal. Which, if you threw a stick into it, it wouldn't splash. It bends.
Daddy, what would you do about a job?
Yeah, that's right, Arch. I hear they're laying off lots of men in California. Things are pretty bad out there.
Oh, they ain't bad for everybody.
Come on, Arch. I've heard you say it 100 times. You'd never move out of this neighborhood.
Yeah, you never even go anywhere when you have a vacation.
Oh, we did once. Archie took me to Atlantic City.
Sure, I'm willing to travel.
We had to come home, though, after only 2 days, because you said you couldn't use a strange bathroom.
Archie gives her an icy stare.
You stifle yourself. We came home early because you went crazy in the ocean. Your mother, instead of staying with me there in the water, holding on to the rope, she turns over on her back and goes floating out to sea. Like Moby Dick, the great white dingbat.
I'm a good floater.
Oh, I'm starting to suck. There he is. There's that Chester Bird now. Don't do anything. Eat it. You two sit there like you don't care about nothing, right? Eat it. Don't open the door yet. Let me get into the kitchen, because I don't want him to think I'm too anxious about anything. See? Now, when I'm in here, you open the door. Go ahead now.
It's an African-American man.
Oh.
Mr. Bunker, Chester Bird Real Estate.
How do you do? Won't you come in? Let me take your coat. My husband is in the kitchen. Archie, Mr. Bird is here.
Is he? Say, would you like a nice soft drink, Mr. Bird, or would you prefer something hard?
Soft would be fine.
Pour yourself a hard one, Archie.
You know, I get a real homey feeling here. Real welcome feeling.
Oh, I'm very glad you do.
Yeah, here we are. Little light refreshments in order before we start the talk.
Archie stops dead in his tracks.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bunker.
You're colored.
Gee, Arch, we didn't think you'd notice.
You didn't sound colored on the phone.
I used a white telephone.
Edith giggles. Archie glares at her, and she puts her hand to her mouth.
Well, shall we get down to business?
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold everything here. The telephone. Hello? Oh, it's you, McNair. What do you want? You saw who coming in.
He glances at Mr. Bird, who grins.
Listen, McNair, don't give me... Hey, McNair, keep your shirt on, will you? No, I ain't gonna else-say the else-hate in a wage spray. Listen, calm down, will you? I'll talk to you about it later. Goodbye. Mr. Bird, all I got to say is thanks for dropping by.
Wait a minute, Mr. Bunker. I came to talk about your house.
I just made up my mind that I ain't gonna sell it.
Oh, has something happened to color your decision?
Now, wait a minute. Color ain't got nothing to do with it. See, I just don't want to sell you my house, and that's all there is to it, Mr. Blackbird. Bird. My decision is final, and... you ain't got enough money to change my mind, so there's no sense in you wasting your time.
Well, it's my time.
Yeah, well, I mean, after all, I could throw figures at you, but then you ain't got the money to pay.
Uh-huh. Well, try me. What do you have to lose?
Well, if that's the only way you'll take a no, all right, I'll throw figures at you. I mean, I could say, $35,000.
Old say.
Huh?
So,
he grabs Archie's hand as horror and disbelief wash over Archie's face.
I don't believe it. $35,000 for this house?
Mr. Bird, what my son-in-law means is that, for all we know, this house could maybe be worth a lot more. Would you sit down there, Michael, please?
Archie clenches his teeth.
Don't get me wrong, Mr. Bird. $35,000 is pretty good as a starting figure.
Oh, come on, Mr. Bunker. Let's be upfront with each other. Your house is only worth $35,000 to me. Yeah, I'll tell you why. You see, it's just that black people can't get into neighborhoods like this. Now, there are a lot of houses just like yours on the block. So if you don't want to sell, well, I'm sure one of your neighbors will. After that, when a few more black families move in, your house is going to be worth less. A lot less.
Blockbuster!
What?
Archie, this guy's a blockbuster!
Oh, will you sit down?
Don't you see? He buys one or two houses at a top price and he gets all the rest at rock bottom.
Free enterprise, boy, and I'm a businessman.
Yeah, that's a rotten business. Archie, don't you see? He buys low from whites that are frightened and then he takes advantage of his own people by selling to them for two or three times what a house is worth.
You know, Mr. Bunker, your son-in-law reminds me of my kid brother. Head in the clouds, no idea what it takes to get along in the world.
Meathead, huh?
Exactly.
Just see what he's doing.
You sit down.
Archie!
Well, what do you say, Mr. Bunker? Do we have a deal at 35? I got the papers right here.
Yes. Good. Right there, that'll be just fine. Edith, get away from me.
Here's the pen.
Give me the pen.
Archie. Edith pinches him.
Yeah.
What are you doing to my arm?
I got to speak to you, Archie. Mr. Bird, I'd like to talk to my husband for a minute. Is that all right?
Go right ahead.
What is the matter with you?
Archie, I don't think we should sell the house.
What, for $35,000?
But I'm not sure I want to move to California.
$35,000?
Archie, $35,000!
We may never get a chance like this again, Edith. Listen, it ain't just the money. You'll love it out there. Just imagine yourself all year long running around just a blouse and a pair of pants.
But you don't like me in pants, Archie.
Out there, I like you in pants.
But we're rushing into it, Archie. Can't we sit down and talk it over?
No, I want to make this deal.
No! Mr. Bird, we would like to sit down and talk this over as a family. Is that all right?
Sure, I understand. I'll sit in my car until you're ready.
Well, thank you.
Wait a minute there, Mr. Bird. Listen, don't worry about this here. You and me is going to do business here.
Good.
Oh, and by the way, when you come back here, this door ain't such a good idea coming in. If you could,
Sure, I understand. I'll go around to the back door.
Yeah, because you know these nosy neighbors watching everything on the street.
Yeah, sure, I understand. Yeah. All right, I'll see you, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, when you sit in your car, keep your head down, huh? Don't argue with me, too. Don't argue, nobody. I'm going to make this deal $35,000. Call Rudy in California.
On the phone?
No, Weed. It's open up the window and holler.
You're
making
yourself to a blockbuster.
How do you think of what you're doing to those poor black families?
What is the matter with you two bleeding heart liberals? See what I'm doing? I'm giving a family of deserving colors a chance to move into a decent neighborhood awaiting their own kind. And you two here are fighting.
Yeah, that's right, Archie, because it's your pocketbook that's talking. You couldn't care less about helping blacks.
Archie, it's ringing.
The two of you's just butt out of this thing. I need it. No more arguments out of you. Give me the phone. All of you, dummy up. Hello? Hello, Rudy. Hey, this is Cousin Archie in New York. Yeah, how are you? Hey, how's the weather out there?
Oh, 85 degrees. Oh, beautiful.
Hey, Rudy, the reason I call is I got a chance today to sell a house. Yeah, sure, maybe I make 20,000 profit or more. Pretty good, huh? Hey, listen, if I close the deal, sell the house and get the cash, and if I come out there to California, could you... Huh? You what? You could. Oh, jeez. Ah, boy, that's great. Hey, Rudy, you're a peach. Wait till I tell Edith. Hey, listen, I'll call you back. I'm going to close the deal any minute. You hang around by the phone, huh? Okay, Rudy. Bye. Now, that clinches it. Not only has Rudy got a job waiting for me out there, but he's going to let us all stay in his beautiful home till we find a place of our own.
But, Archie, I thought we were going to talk it over.
What else is there to talk over, Edith?
What kind of job are you going to get?
It ain't a job, Meathead. It's a position. Rudy owns a factory out there. Practically, you offered me a partnership on the wire just now.
Oh, Daddy, why should he do that? Cousin Rudy's almost a stranger. He's never even been to the house.
Of course, he's been out in California making a fortune. That's why. He's a smart young guy. Edith, tell him about Rudy. Where the hell are you? What are you doing over here? We're talking about California there.
I'm just looking where we used to measure Gloria. Here she is at 11, and here she is at 2, remember?
Will you stop swinging down memory lane? These things don't mean nothing no more. We got a whole new future waiting for us. Get away from the closet here. Where you going now?
Oh, I'm going to miss these stairs. Remember how beautiful Gloria looked the day of her wedding coming down those steps?
And how do you feel going up and down them steps all day long, ain't it? In California, you ain't gonna have to do that. Everything's on one level. They ain't got a flight of stairs in the whole state.
What about all our things?
What about it, Edith? Look at it. It's all crummy. We're going to sell a whole lot here. All except my own chair here, which is kind of a one-of-a-kind chair. Edith, don't start bawling now.
I can't help it, Archie. I'm used to this house. And now I'll have to go to someplace strange and get used to everything new. And wear pants!
She scampers off to the kitchen.
Will you explain your mother to me?
There she goes, bawling 5 minutes ago. She's reaching out the window for oranges.
Archie, you'd never understand it.
He opens the door.
Oh, hi, Lionel.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Hiya there, Lionel. Come on in. I got some big news for you. You're going to have some new friends. Some colors are moving into the neighborhood.
No.
Where? Right here in his house.
They're going to move in with you?
Oh, no. Not that, Lionel. I mean, they're going to move here after I leave. I'm going to sell them the house.
Ah. You wouldn't happen to be selling to a Mr. Bird, would you?
You know the guy?
Yeah, I know him. He's what we call an Oreo cookie.
An Oreo cookie?
Yeah. You know, black on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you like him. I thought he was a decent guy, too.
Yeah, I figured you would.
God, excuse me, Lionel. There he is. I'm off to California.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You going to California?
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't gonna be happy there.
Why not?
Well, California's right next door to Watts.
He goes to the front door as Edith and Mr. Bird enter from the kitchen.
Archie, Mr. Bird is here.
Oh, here we are. Welcome back, Mr. Bird.
Good. Are you ready to sign?
I certainly am.
Good, good. I have the papers right here.
Let's close this deal.
Archie, before you sign, can I say something?
Oh, make it fast, will you, Edith?
Archie, I'm your wife. And I've always done what you wanted, even when you were wrong, like now. Whatever you do, I'll go along with you.
You're gonna love it, Edith.
But I'm not leaving my 5-quart casserole, no matter what you say!
Give me the contract and the pen. Where do I sign?
Right here.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Is that Bertha over there? Oh, you're afraid to come on in, now. Come on over there and sit down. Hey, Edith, come and see who's here. Hey, did you get the news from Rudy from California?
Oh, I just got off the phone with him and I ran all the way over here.
Cousin Bertha, how are you?
Edith, I know he never would have done it without your support. Thank you.
Hey, is Rudy happy I'm coming out to California?
Happy? He's delirious. Oh, I tell you, he just said last week if he could only get hold of $20,000, he could get his head above water. I tell you, Archie, he's been sinking, going down for the third time. Do you remember my boy Rudy? Nothing worked for him here. Well, the same thing out there. Every time he opens a business, his first customer is the sheriff. Bankruptcy. And his own brother wouldn't even loan him a dime. His Uncle George, worth a fortune, wouldn't even come to the phone. Oh, Archie.
Archie starts to twitch.
You're giving him another chance with your $20,000.
Archie staggers away.
Oh, Archie, I can just see it, the two of you together. You'll be the father he's always needed.
She hugs a stunned Archie.
Rudy is so excited, he can't wait till you get out there. He's getting the garage all fixed up for you to live in.
Well, Mr. Bunker, shall we get on with it?
Well, Mr. Bird, I think before we get any deeper in this, I better consider my wife's feelings a little more.
Yeah, but I just heard her say she was willing to go along with you.
Yeah, but then we got my son-in-law here. He don't adjust too easy. He can't be moved.
Bunker, you're wasting my time. Is it yes or no?
No.
Well, I'll just have to talk to some of your neighbors.
I don't think that's going to do you any good, Mr. Bird. They ain't going to sell their houses to you. I think you'll find that all of my neighbors is just about like me.
All just like you, huh? That's what I'm counting on. Bye.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that there.
Archie, where are you going?
Oh, the meathead was right. That guy is a blankbuster. I want you to call all the neighbors. Tell them I'm coming over. I'm starting with Jimmy McNabb. That money-hungry Mickey sell his own mother for $35,000. So with most of the people on this here block, there's not a one of them with enough strength of character to stand up to that guy like I done.
I've never been this hot in my life.
Oh, boy. Archie, what's with that furnace?
Nuts to you. Can't you see me working on the thermostat here?
Well, hurry it up. I'm sweating my brains out here.
You done that when you was in diapers.
The thermostat blows a fuse.
Ouch! Well, there it goes. goes. It's your fault for complaining about the heat around here. Now I'm going to have to get a serviceman in tomorrow. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg.
Here we are. This will cool us off. Ice cold lemonade. There. Ain't this nice? Just like California.
Will you please stifle yourself?
Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Michael Ross and Bernie West and Austin and Irma Kalish. Story by Austin and Irma Kalish. Script supervision, Norman Lear. Mike Evans as Lionel. Jack Crowder as Mr. Bird. Peggy Rhea as Cousin Bertha.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Associate producer George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. A Viacom presentation.